Now, let's start off right out of the gate. Listen, you don't need to shut up, but you need to stop yourself from talking all the time, okay? This isn't a podcast of me telling you, hey, you're an awful human being, shut up, okay? I wanna say this before I blab away, because if you're new here, welcome. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast or follow it or do whatever on whichever platform you listen to, and share it on Instagram so I know you're listening. But if you're new here, I don't have a script. I just simply speak because we're having a conversation and I don't want you to think anything other than that. I want you to know that this is just something that if we were to sit down and have a conversation, you ask me questions like what we're going to talk about today, then these are the answers that I would give you. These are the topics that we would discuss, and I hope you enjoy them. Now, before we get started into today's topic, I want to announce something super exciting. Next week, literally 1 week from today, my book will be releasing, which is insane, for pre-order. We'll be releasing it. It's called Dreaming With Your... I messed up the title. It's called Dreaming With My Eyes Wide Open by me. And it is a poetry book. It's a poetry book about heartbreak. It's a poetry book about strength and motivation and finding yourself. And I wrote it when I was in a dark place, and I wrote it when I was in an amazing place, and I wrote it when I was in a place where it was kind of like a limbo effect. But I hope it hits home with you. On the back, I'll give you a little sneak peek on the back of it. It says, I don't want to miss anything in this beautiful life. So I find myself dreaming with my eyes wide open. And the reason why I wrote the title this way, the reason why I chose it, is because I don't dream at night, which is super weird. I dream like sometimes. I feel like everybody dreams, but I don't remember mine. But I dream a lot in the day. And one specific dream that I dream about a lot is I dream about a baby girl and there's no mother around and it's just me and this baby girl. And I don't know what that means. If anyone out there is like a pro dream reader, then DM me. What does that mean? But I dream about that a lot. And I dream about a lot of things, but I always keep my eyes wide open because I don't want to miss anything in this world. Because I'm a person who's like, sleep, what's that? I have so much stuff to do. My brain is constantly going. But maybe I'll make a podcast about this, but I've been making some life changes recently, like running, eating right, and deciding what foods make me feel good, blah, blah, blah. And if you want me to talk about that, please let me know. But today we're going to be talking about shutting up, and that's what I'm going to do right now so we can get into the topic. Now, like I said, this is not a podcast that's going to be like, oh, you're dumb, you don't know what you're talking about. No, this is me saying you do actually know what you're talking about, but you don't need to trample it with your words. So let's go back a little bit. So I've been doing social media for 9 years now. A lot of people are like, oh my God, you just started TikTok. How cute. And I'm like, no, I've been doing this for way, 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 way too long. And I was in this mindset. When I first started off social media, I would post a video whenever I wanted to post. And then it became a career. And it was like, I needed to post in order to make my money and in order to fulfill my dream and everything like this. And so I was posting. And then I started dating somebody who was also another influencer, but in a different market. And they were a beauty influencer. And what they did was they posted every single day about everything that they did that day. Because when you're a beauty influencer, you influence others to live life a little bit like you, right? And so that wasn't my market. That wasn't something that I did, but it's something that I then thought that's how you grow. This is how we do it. This is how people do it. But I didn't put two and two together and think, okay, these are two different markets. And so I got into this really toxic, let's say, routine of posting every single day on social media. Now, listen, I know a lot of people are like, ah, I'm socially anxious. I want more advice on like how to talk to people in person. Listen, we just went through a massive pandemic. I haven't really seen it. Of course, I have social anxiety because I haven't seen anybody. I haven't seen a person. I went to like a run club the other day and there was like 100 people there. And oh my God. I was like dry heaving. I didn't know what to say to anybody. They were like, hi. And I was like, I don't know. Back to what I was saying here.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sorry, I kind of like laughed at myself too long. I had to cut it. I never cut. This is the first time I've really cut in a podcast. It's usually one take. When I found myself posting about every single little thing that I did, and numbers kept going down, down, and then numbers became my life. And I talk about social media because it's something that it's where I felt a lot of struggle in my life. It's where, you know, it's really distanced me from myself and who I am. From my heart through my phone to my head, my phone was always in the way. And I feel like a lot of people are on that same path right now. Whether you're an influencer or whether you're updating your Snapchat to your friends or whether you feel like you need to be texting somebody all the time or you need to be watching or staying in the loop, you need to shut up. Yeah, I said it. Okay, I finally said the words. You need to shut up. I felt so entitled that I needed to tell everybody about every single little thing about my day. I felt like everybody always needed to hear me. And this was not even just with social media. This was with every aspect of my day. I would be sitting down at a dinner table and I'd be interrupting people in order to say that my opinion or what I'm about to say is higher valued than that what they have to say. And it just threw my people skills out of the room. Like, social media and our phones have, I mean, this isn't me just bashing our phones. Like, I have a whole career off my phone, but it's really just wired me different. And I'm glad that I finally fixed it. Ooh, I dropped my pen. I always fidget with a pen, by the way. If you're new here, you're learning a lot today. This is a friggin' mess. But I find that with our phones, we're constantly feeling like we need to impress people. Whether, like, especially numbers. Like, everyone can see how many likes somebody's getting, how many followers somebody's getting. And I can't tell you how depressed I was when I felt like, okay, I always need to be saying something, but nobody wants to listen to me. And if this is something of how you're feeling, say you feel this in your friend group, say you feel like they don't value your opinion or they don't give you enough room to speak, stop fighting for the space to speak. I used to be the kid that would sit there and think, and I wouldn't say many words. I was very shy, or everybody thought, and it drilled in my head that I was shy, but I don't really know anymore. And I would sit there and I would just be thinking. I would be thinking about, you know, how somebody's speaking. Why are they defending themselves so aggressively? Why are they getting so defensive? Why? But they're making a point. Like, I was sitting there and analyzing the way that they were thinking. I was sitting there and I was listening. And that spoke way, way, way higher value than me saying what I was thinking. Because when we don't have anything to say and we're just thinking out loud, our words tend to be ignored because there's no value. There's no research behind it. There's no thought put into it. It's simply our thoughts being let out. We never actually thought about that thought. if that makes sense. So my life changed when I stopped thinking that I always have an answer to every question, because I don't. I'm human, and sometimes I need to go through something and fail at it, or at least give it a try to be able to understand it. So when we're faced with these really big life issues, and we're that person that's always there, that always makes everybody laugh or always has something to say, and then we're left speechless because we don't know where to go. And what do? First, we go to social media to talk about it. You know, we text our friends to talk about it. We call our moms. How about we just stop and shut up and listen for a while? Just for a little bit. See how you're feeling. My girlfriend would get me very mad at me, especially that I'm explaining this, but she also gets very mad at me when we're having an argument or we're having a little dispute. She'll say something and I'll sit there and I'll just think. And I'll think about it. And I because I know I need to think before I speak, because if I speak, then I'm going to hurt some feelings, because that's just how it is. I need to think about it, okay? And when I sit there and I think, she's getting a little upset because I'm not saying anything. But I'm very happy that I'm sitting there to think, because I'm thinking not only about myself, but I'm thinking about somebody else's emotions at the same time. So I'm valuing what they've said. And I'm listening and I'm trying to understand it. And more importantly, I'm trying to feel it. So many times we hear words and we take that as our own feelings when it's coming from somebody else. So somebody else's feelings are being portrayed and we portray them as our own. And that's not how it's supposed to be. And that's when you get cancel culture and you get people getting really defensive. But that's not true. You have to kind of place yourself in somebody else's shoes, but you can't do that right away. You need to take time to think. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter month, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And when life or your girlfriend or boyfriend or significant other throws a question at you, you don't always need to have an answer, which is something that we were never taught, right? We were never taught to say, I don't know. We are always taught to say, well, if you don't know, figure it out. And obviously, you will figure it out down the line, but it's okay to say, hey, I need some more time to think about this. This is not something that I know right now. I'm hearing you. I'm taking in what you're saying, and I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to feel it the way that you feel it so that I can better understand the situation. And so this isn't just for relationships. This is anything that you have in your life. Like say you know, somebody comes up to you and says that they lost their father. Or their dog passed away, you know? Those are things that, like, I'm somebody who goes to humor right away when I feel sad, which is weird because I talk about my feelings all the time online, but I go to humor right away. If somebody says that their dog passed away, like, I'm going to try to make them smile. That's just something that I try to do. But it took a while to understand that not everybody wants that. Not everybody needs that. And so I take the time to think before I speak, because here's why. Here's what got me really inspired to do it. Two people. One, my manager, he just told me to shut up. He's like, you need to make people care about you. Because if you're constantly talking, people only want you to be quiet. But if you're not talking, people want you to yell. Right? And that's a more powerful move than anything else, is listening. And the second person, there's a guy named Brendan, and he's a new friend of mine, and I love speaking with the guy. The guy is amazing because, for example, we talk about knives. He used to be a chef, and we talk about knives a lot because I really like chef knives and like paring knives and like cooking knives, right? And I'll ask him, I'm like, what knife do you think I should get? And instead of him going, ooh, that's a good question. Ooh, let me show. Or, oh, I get really excited. I go, hey, man, what knife do you think I should get? He sits there in silence. And he goes, I think that this is the right option. And then waits again. And he owns these pauses. And there's a famous TikToker. His name is Matthias James Barker. He is amazing. He is absolutely beautiful with his words and his mind and everything. I mean, he's a good-looking guy, too. Don't tell him I said that. Or don't tell his wife I said that. Or don't tell his daughter that I said that. He just had a baby. But Matthias is very good because he sits there and he allows you to breathe when he's talking. Because have you ever spoken with somebody and they're like, they're like turning into Eminem, like rap god right in front of you. And you're just like, oh my God, I literally can't breathe. Because they're going so quickly because they're a little bit more anxious or they feel like they need to fill the space because they're a little uncomfortable. And listening to these two people, Brennan and Matthias, I've realized that these pauses aren't stupidity. These pauses aren't people not knowing what to say. These pauses are making it comfortable. These pauses are something that is human. We feel like we always need to fill in this blank void with something so that we don't feel empty. But sometimes leaving a little void allows people to take the time to think and actually be a human. We're so used to like music, right? Music used to be like an average song was 5 minutes. And now we're down to 2 minutes. There's some 2 minute songs out there and you're just like, I hit play. I drove a kilometer, 1 mile and it's done. What's going on here? That's not even a kilometer, but you know what? Like, it's just, I want you to know that these pauses aren't uncomfortable. These pauses are normal. These pauses are things that can benefit you and help you understand, you know, this situation, what you're thinking about. So shout outs to my buddy, Brendan. He is the first person I noticed it in. He was such an intelligent man. And that, he could do any job ever. But if that man sat down and he talked to me like that, I would think he was a CEO. CIA agent. No, CEO. Because he owned the conversation. He was like, hey, I'm going to control the tempo. This is what I'm going to do. And so those three people, Matthias, Brennan, and my manager, I combined all of what they've told me. And I came up with, you kind of need to shut up, right? So we need to stop living for social media because your online presence is not that important. And this is something that's really hard to grasp your head around. You're not that important to everybody else. You need to be important to you. We need to stop putting ourselves in all of these other people's shoes to be like, hey, look how I live life. Who cares? Do you care how you live life? That's the important thing here. And so back to me. When I was growing up, I guess, because I grew up on social media, I always felt like I needed to share every moment. And when I stopped doing that, I actually had time in the day. You know, my friends would always be like, oh my God, you did so much today. And, you know, I saw you post like this. You post like 22 times, like in TikTok, in podcasts, YouTube videos. You know, you have a YouTube video up every day. You have a TikTok. You have 3 TikToks every day. Like I would be like, holy shit. What? And they're like, you need to take a break, man. I'm like, break? What do you mean break? Like, I'm not burnt out. No, it's because I was posting every... It's not like it's hard to post an Instagram story. It's mentally draining to get responses, but it's not hard to post an Instagram story. And when I heard this and when I applied all the things that I've just learned, I was like, holy shit. No wonder I can't remember the past 4 years, because I didn't actually live it. All I did was talk about it. And I talked about it in the moment as it was happening. It wasn't even something like, oh, I lived this. This is my story time on it. No, I talked about it in the fucking moment, which took away the moment. And it ruined me. It ruined my... I really regret it. And that's why I'm sharing this with you now. You are better than the version of you that you think is the best. Please, let that sink in. Because oftentimes when we get on this high in life, we feel unstoppable. And when it all comes crashing down, we then feel defeated. But there is a better you out there that you are about to become. And if you don't believe me, then who do you think you got to wake you up this morning? You did. You are the reason why you are here. It's not because you posted a poll on your Instagram story the night before, should I wake up at 6 a.m. or 8 a.m.? It's not Becky's vote on your poll. It's not somebody's Instagram comment. It's not somebody's text waking you up. It's you. And so we need to shut up and start living for ourselves, because this life that we live will be told. It's not something that we need to tell. The living is writing itself. That is writing the book. You don't need to transcribe it as we are living. You need to actually live it, or else you're not going to have any story to tell. I regret every single damn day that I posted every day. And the reason why is because I didn't actually live it. I only talked about it. And I don't want any of you to be someone that has only talked. I want you to listen. I want you to feel. I want you to understand. And I just want you to live. I want you to live this life and be happy that you did. Because it's a wonderful life. It's a beautiful life. And sometimes we just need a little silence in order to hear it. Thank you guys very much for listening to the podcast. Again, if you're new here, make sure you follow or subscribe. And let me think. What's the thing I'm going to get you guys to DM me? Okay, I got it. I want you to message me on Instagram, DM me. And if you don't follow me, you need to. DM me, shut up. If you've listened this far into the podcast, DM me, shut up. That's it. Just say shut up. I think that's going to be so funny. I'm just going to have like floods of DMs that just say shut up. Well, guys, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoy the book. My new poetry book is coming out on September 24th for pre-sale. Or if you're part of our VIP text list, you can text stay you to the number that's in my Instagram bio. If you're on that list, you're going to be able to get the book on September 23rd because you are VIP. But if not, everyone in the world is going to be getting it September 24th. And I hope you freaking love it. And right now we are just doing paperback, autograph, and dedicated books. And then next up will be the ebook. And then next up will be the audiobook that is coming out. But we're not releasing it all at once. We're just going to start out with a physical copy. And I hope you guys can grab it. Thank you very much for all your support. I love you very much. And remind yourself, shut up.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.